remained at the shoreline, a mile from the path of the avalanche. Three other members, including the assistant director, Dr. Anna Henkel, 31, a research associate at the university, had remained behind at the project's headquarters in Gustavus. Aerial search missions for the missing scientists are continuing, but little hope of finding them exists, according to Glacier Bay National Monument Superintendent Albert Stutfield. Skagway Herald, July 28, 1960. Scientist found alive, buried in ice for 21 hours. In what was termed a miracle stroke of luck, Melvin A. Tremaine, leader of the botanical survey team believed lost in Tuesday's avalanche at Glacier Bay, was discovered alive late this morning. Tremaine, who had survived for over 21 hours trapped in a glacial crevasse, was found when a search plane pilot spotted his red parka from the air. The scientist, who was unconscious when rescuers reached him at 11 a.m., was wedged into a shallow 90-foot-long cleft in the ice. He was flown to Bartlett Memorial Hospital in Juneau, where his condition is listed as critical. According to a hospital spokesman, Tremaine's injuries include lacerations, frostbite, internal injuries, and fractures of the skull, leg, and both arms. The search for other survivors is continuing. Skagway Herald, July 30, 1960. Glacier Bay search ends. Glacier Bay Monument Superintendent A.D. Stutfield announced late yesterday that the search for survivors of last Tuesday's avalanche has been called off after 3 days. "We've done our best," Stutfield said in commenting on the termination of the search. "There is absolutely no chance of anyone still being alive." The sole survivor, Expedition Director Melvin A. Tremaine, remains at Juneau's Bartlett Memorial Hospital. His condition is listed as serious but stable. According to hospital spokesman Raymond Stobe, Tremaine is now intermittently conscious. He is expected to regain full use of his faculties. Anchorage Daily News, September 8, 1964. Human remains identified. Glacier Bay. A man's platinum ring engraved with the inscription, "To Steve, Love Forever, Jocelyn," has led to the solution of a grisly mystery. National Monument officials have now confirmed reports that the fragmentary human remains, recently discovered at the terminus of Tirku Glacier, are those of members of a botanical research party killed in a 1960 avalanche. The ring, found in association with a small number of bone fragments and some tattered items of clothing and equipment, was identified by Robert Fisk of Boise, Idaho, as belonging to his brother, Stephen Fisk, a member of the ill-fated Tirku survey team. The ring had been a gift from his fiancée, Jocelyn Yount, also killed in the avalanche. According to A.D. Stutfield, monument supervisor, the remains washed out of the glacier after being locked in the ice since 1960. "They may have been lying out in the open for months," he said. "It's not an area that gets much in the way of foot traffic." A skeletal identification expert has subsequently identified the bones as those of Fisk and James Pratt, both graduate students at the University of Washington. No trace of Miss Yount is believed to have been recovered. Reached at his home in Seattle by telephone, the expedition director, Professor Melvin A. Tremaine of the University of Washington, said that he was too overwhelmed with emotion by this new development to offer meaningful comment. Tremaine himself was trapped in a glacial crevasse for 21 hours in the avalanche's aftermath. The assistant director, Dr. Anna M. Henkel, was unavailable for comment. Chapter 1. Glacier Bay Lodge, September 10, 1989. "I think it only fitting," Professor Tremaine said, rising with a feline grace not often seen in a man of 69. "I think it only fitting that we conclude our first dinner together with a toast." He inclined his handsome, scarred face downward, while the waiter glided noiselessly around the table with a towel-wrapped magnum of Pieper Heidsieck, the third of the evening. When each of the six fluted glasses had received its portion of champagne, Professor Tremaine